The lone reviewer. Everyone went home, the work papers did not. One lantern of a tick mark, held steady over a floor everyone else has already left. You're still here, and at some point in the last 2 hours, the quiet stopped being peaceful and started being lonely, the good kind of solitude curdling into the bad kind, the kind where you notice, sharply, that you're the only person who cares whether this file closes tonight. The lantern's still lit. It's just illuminating an empty room that's starting to feel less like a sanctuary and more like a sentence. This is the hermit isolated past the point the solitude was serving him, withdrawal that stopped being chosen and became just where he ended up, by default, because nobody thought to ask him to leave with them. The work papers can survive one more night without you. Go home. The tick mark you're chasing at 11 p.m. will still be there, and easier to find, at 9 tomorrow with actual daylight and other people in the building. What may cross your path? You're alone in the office well past the point where staying is actually helping the work. A task that could wait until morning gets held onto out of habit, not necessity. Someone texts to check if you're still at your desk, and the honest answer embarrasses you slightly. The quiet that used to feel restorative starts to feel like isolation instead. Notice the difference between solitude that's serving the work and solitude that's just avoiding going home. Tonight, choose home. Your mantra, the file will survive one more night without me. So will I.